to discuss the halachos of drinking, but one of the Talmidim asked, and so I go with supply and demand. So let's go. Let's take a look where it is in Shulchan Aruch. I had this plan to discuss what was on my mind. You know, everybody wants to discuss what's on their mind. They are complicated halachos. What happens if you live in an unwalled city and come to a walled city? So that's what happened to be up to today. So for me, that's Nogei Alamaisa. So I see what's Nogei Alamaisa for Chaim. Bezer Hashem, you should stay in Yerushalayim forever, and your only shilas should be, this should be your only shilas, exactly how to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Adelo Yoda. Okay. That's right. Okay, so says the Mechaber in Simin Tov Reish Sadi Hei Siv Beis. Chayiv Inish Levesumei Bepuraya Adelo Yoda Bein Or Haman Levarach Mordechai. A person has to drink. The simple reading of the Mechaber is a person has a chayiv to drink. Many of the poskim point out wine. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal held this way as well, that drinking is dafka with wine, and to the point that he doesn't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Says the Rama, V'yeshomrim de'ein tzarech lishtaker kol kach, el yishde yosam minimudeh. So let me stop right here. I want to tell you something. I think that's the most powerful piece of information. You think you might anticipate that... maybe has a part to do with why I got my job in the Tivaria, although this wasn't part of my job interview. But my shita is that the goal on Purim is not for a person to get crazy. Let's start with that vague expression. And let's begin right now telling you that across the board, by every single one of my rabbeim, and I learned by Haredi Rabbeim, I learned by Mizrahi Rabbeim, I learned by Hasidish Rabbeim, and I learned by Litvish Rabbeim. And Baruch Hashem, I've had fantastic, fantastic Rabbeim over the year, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them a Arichus Yomim, and I be able to continue to see them. I never saw, in all of my years that I was zochet to learn by all these very, very different Rabbeim, I never saw once a Rebbe of mine Shikor on Purim. Never. Maybe there's one Rebbe of mine that doesn't let people into his house during the Suda. Could be that, but I never ever saw a Rebbe of mine, and I've saw them in very, very, very different contexts on Purim. Never saw a Rebbe of mine, or for that matter, I never saw a Gadol B'Torah Shikur on Purim. And it seems that number one, that we follow the Kolbo, that all of my Rebbeim follow the Kolbo. It's not a coincidence that all of the Rabbeim that I'm referring to are Ashkenazic Rabbeim. I've been zochet to hear Torah from great Sephardic Rabbeim, but it's true that when I'm thinking now, I'm thinking of my Ashkenazic Rabbeim. That seems that number one, they follow the Rama Yishte Yoser Milimuda, and that I also saw by all my Rabbeim. Every single one of them were Shose Yoser Milimuda. They drank more than they normally drank, and V'yosheng, many of them would go to sleep. If I'm not mistaken, that's what Rav Nevinsal Shlita as well does, is that he goes to sleep after he drinks. And this is how Ledore Doros, Klal Yisrael, again, in Ashkenaz, did it. They drank Yosem Milimudo, and it's Lebedik. My children say I'm more loose on Purim, more relaxed on Purim, but anything else, I never saw a Rebbe of mine, Shikur. Yosem Miza, I want to add. And by the way, here Maseir is critical. And I can't imagine, here at Mesira and Hashkaf is critical, I can't imagine that knowing everything we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch has a vart that he says the reason why a Shasu Yayin is Asur Ba'avodas Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen, is because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve Him with all our faculties. We don't use any time, including on Purim, we don't use artificial enhancements to for Avodas Hashem. We don't use that. And Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch has long arichos. So I can't believe that there is a goal of Adloyada. The Gemara says beferish chayvin shavzun p'maya Adloyada. So zot the heligus svasemis. This is also part of my mesayra. The svasemis says black on white in his chidushim on Megillah. Chayvin shavzunay bepuraya means that a person has a chiyuv to drink up until ad lo yada. In other words, there's some who are choker whether ad lo yada is ad v'ad b'chal or ad v'lo ad b'chal. According to the Sfas Emes, it's not even that chakira. According to the Sfas Emes, it means that there's a chiyuv to drink. Oh, why is there a chiyuv to drink on Purim? So that we need to be ma'arich in hashkafa. That Chaim heard from me a shir many, many, many years ago. Can you do Purim right? And that requires, I was planning to talk about it until Sunday when the Rosh Yeshiva came in that was my turn on Sunday, and that's what I was planning to talk about. I didn't say over it on Wednesday night because I was so excited about what the Musar I wanted to tell you on Wednesday night. But usually every Purim I talk about what is the Hashkafa behind drinking on Purim. But now all I'm telling you is what the Hashkafa is not. What's the Hashkafa? Yes, so that there's Dvarim HaMukim, and for sure, there's no coincidence that, but what's the Pshat in the words of Chazal? I think in my heart, the Emes Lamito means that there's a Chiyuv to be Osek in Mishta on Purim, and that there's a deep Hashkafa, and be Osek in Gashmias, and in one sentence, I'll only say in one sentence, to take wine, which the entire world does not know how to be Mekadesh, Nichnas Yayin Yotzesod, when the wine goes in, that's the secret of Klal Yisrael, to be able to even serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mishta. Now let me take that a step further. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that if you look in the Lashon HaRambam, and it's also Mukhrach over here in the Code of Law, in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, Simin Tof Reish Sadi Hei, that the Chiyuv of drinking is Dafka B'toch HaSuda. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees, but in terms of what I understand from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is that the chiyuv of drinking is dafke besoch hasuda, which has a big nafkamina, and that is that if someone drinks whiskey, or according to a simple reading of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and you have a great pesik, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, to rely on. But meidach gisa, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, this is where Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik held, la halacha, is that the mitzvah of drinking is betoch ha-suda. That means that if someone comes into the su'uda already drunk, then he was mevatel the mitzvah, according to a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. So now, let's make a cheshbon together. You have somebody who drinks wine, betoch hasuda, and he's smart. He eats beforehand a little bit, so it doesn't go straight to his head. It's very hard for them to be a shikor. And that's why I never saw any one of my rabbeim shikor. Because they followed the halacha the way the halacha was supposed to be done. They drank. Yosem min limudo. Chayvin shel mesumei b'puray, according to Sfas Emes. I'm a ger chassid, so it works out very nicely for me. So, and everything is kafta v'ferach. It's not that they didn't drink at all. The Rosh Hashiva says there's some guys that shouldn't drink at all. You have to really, really take it seriously what he's saying. But al pi halacha, for someone to go crazy, one time I said, al pi halacha, for someone to get stoned. And then one of Talmidim said to me afterwards, Rebbe, who had a little bit of history in high school, said to me, Rebbe, I don't think you meant the word stoned. You meant drunk. There's two things. So I didn't know the difference. But at the end of the day, for someone to come out, so then in such a case, it's very, very hard. That's Me'ikar Tadina, the Chiyuv. That's a slight bit of the Hashkafa. I've spoken in previous occasions. It's on the internet to really, really get the whole perspective of what is the mitzvah of drinking on Purim, what's the entire Hashkafa. But that is the halachas, and that's our Mesiris of Ashkenaz. And if anybody's following our Mesira, that's what they should be doing on Purim as well. Of course, taking into account what the Rosh Hashiva Shlita as well said.